It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a pork chop participation prize every week.
Warning, side effects of this show may be catching Mary drifting off dreamland somewhere, but also they may include jocularity, increased knowledge, and a great way to spend 15 minutes.
Yeah. Hey, Mary, well, I'll tell you what, we got that jocularity right out of the way.
Oh, huh? Man, I was so focused on doing my bells as a little prelude to the warning that I just totally forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, hey, man. That's what it's about, living in the moment, you know?
Oh, man, this moment sometimes, I don't know. But I do know what today's word of the day is.
I was hoping you'd tell me.
It's monotony. And I can promise you there is no monotony on the Take a Break with Gene and Mary show.
I was going to say, I hope you have a definition.
Well, I'm hoping there's no monotony here because the definition is lack of variety and interest.
Oh, my.
Tedious repetition and routine.
Yeah.
It's tedious, dullness, boredom, or flatness. I don't think there's anything boring or repetitive about our show. We try very, very hard. Now, we do have a certain routine that we follow as far as, you know, we have an introduction, we had a day, we have our warning that I always forget to say. Mm-hmm. And those things, because you have to have some start, beginning, and middle and end. But a start and a beginning, wow. You can't.
Well, that's what we got. I mean, that's the beauty of it. Sometimes we have a start, sometimes we have a beginning, and sometimes we have both.
Oh, mercy, mercy me.
I think I even remember one or two times we didn't have any. So, you know, the variety just keeps on going, you know?
We have nothing but variety. If we didn't have variety, we would be
monotonous.
Barb Marino, our sponsor and research assistant, makes absolutely certain that we are not boring and monotonous because she gives us great topics.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those topics we come up with ourselves. Some of those topics we have sent in by listeners. And some of those topics, Barb, when she's researching one thing, something else pops up. And so when I see her emails, I'm like, oh, I know I didn't send her that look up. And it's because she found something more interesting that she thought was great. So she'll give us one and then boom, there's a surprise. So it's a surprise variety to us too. Absolutely. We have variety.
Wow. I just realized we have an entirely crafted system with built-in variety.
We have a variety show. We do.
Designed for that.
You know what? I have to do something real quick. I have to go let my cat out of my office because he's going to start making noise in a minute. So Gene, the show is yours for a few minutes.
All right. Well, I guess we could talk about variety, but I guess we just did. Kenny, the cat that is being let in the door right now, I will tell our listeners, is a really nice cat. He's not real young, but he's not a real huge cat, but he definitely has his place, and generally his place is wherever he wants it to be.
You must be talking about my cat.
Oh, hey, Mary, I was just telling a little bit about Kenny. He's quite the individual.
He is definitely a different kind of human. Oh, mercy. He's got me trained very well. And I want to say real quick, I love the fact that you became a dog foster father kind of on the spur of the moment. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful that I got to meet Bob. And I know he's grateful that you were a place in his life when he needed a place. And you were a human in his life when he needed a human. And now he's found his forever home.
Mm-hmm.
I would have a hard time being a foster to a pet because I want to claim them and keep them all to myself.
Yeah. Well, you know, I miss him so much. And I've even gone to deciding to put all of his pictures in a separate folder so I don't see him every day.
Oh.
Until I get past him. But I'll tell you, he's really happy. His new person is a lovely, just heartfelt individual, and they love each other. I can tell in the pictures.
That's awesome.
And so yeah, I'll be a a dog companion again someday for one.
When the time is right, you will be.
Exactly. If it happens, I won't turn one away if it comes to me, kind of thing.
We learn so much from our furry family members.
Oh my goodness.
They're with us for a minute, an hour, or a lifetime.
Yeah. Well, and anyone who knows dogs might understand that after all my born days, that I feel like the little dog really taught me the true meaning of love.
Oh my gosh, yes.
You know, just really made it clear. No questions asked.
It also taught you the meaning of neediness. And separation anxiety.
Yes.
Oh, but he was so cute. He was precious.
Lovely.
Okay, well, enough about that. Maybe we'll have another show about animals another day. We should get Barb in this. Barb is a big, she's always had golden retrievers in her life, as far as I know of. I don't think she's ever had a different kind of dog.
Well, you know what we need to do, and Mary, and I'll say this now for all of our listeners, if you'll go ahead and pass the word around, what we need is a sponsor that can sponsor the show enough that Mary and I and Barb can just spend all of our time doing this.
Yes.
And we can, you just will be amazed at what we could bring to you if that's all we had to do.
Well, right now, our sponsors are Barb Marino and Kathy Price from the Little Green Oasis. Kathy gives us gifts that we use for our Pork Chop participation prize.
Very nice.
And I finally had a moment to find what you were talking about the other day on Instagram. Jean had mentioned the Pork Chop participation prize. Well, I had posted the box. I call it the box. And it's just a small box that has names in it for everybody who participates with us on this show, either through phone calls, which we're not doing too many live shows anymore, but we do from time to time. And we will have one on March 19th. So we'll be advertising that more. But we have a Facebook page, and it's Be Unique Radio. Anybody who posts, likes, or shares, especially if you comment, you get your name in the box. The more you interact, the more times I'm writing your name down and putting it in that box. Veggie Shell, who's one of our writers, she is a hard and fast vegan. She took offense to the name, or I don't know if she took offense, but she just...
Not really offense. She just said...
She just suggested, could you, when we mentioned the Pork Chop Prize, she said, could you call it something else? Well, my response was, well, what would I call it? It's a box. Because I was talking about the box. I wasn't talking about the prize.
Oh.
And so then Gene came back and explained to her how, it's a joke. I'm hoping, I don't know, well, maybe your mom did this to you.
No.
But the joke is that his mom put a plastic, a squeaky toy shaped like a pork chop around his neck so the dog would play with him, because the dog didn't like him at first.
Well, I have to go ahead and say that I was a little bit reticent about naming it the Pork Chop Participation Prize because of my feeling about not being a meat eater.
Right.
And I knew there were others that felt the same way, and some that felt stronger than me even. And so I knew that was an issue, but I did want to make sure everybody knew it was just in fun.
I think we should have a contest. A contest to name our prize something other than the Pork Chop Participation Prize.
Sure. Well, the only reason we have to have a Pork Chop Participation Prize is to get a start.
Participants.
That's it. It's because that's what the story is that the little kid who was so rotten that when I was a kid, I was so rotten that my mom had to tie a pork chop around my neck to get the puppy to play with me, And so I figured, well, if we can just, we call it a Pork Chop Participation Prize. All you have to do is what Mary said a little bit ago, like something on the internet, send us an email, anything at all, and we'll put your name in the box and we'll get you an amazing gift sent out to you anywhere in the world. Anywhere.
That email address is contactjeanandmary@gmail.com.
Absolutely.
And if that doesn't work, if you forget that, go to beunique.org and find the contact link there and contact us through that. And just mention radio show. It doesn't matter. We have 5 of them. So any of our radio shows that you want to participate in, we want to give you a prize. And what we have is a box, a small box that the names go in. And every Friday, I pull out at least one name. Sometimes I get very generous and I'll pull out 2 or 3. And so I'll send out gifts to several people in the following week.
Mm-hmm.
So what is, how did we spell our name for the website, Gene?
It's, I have to look at it because I don't do well with pop quizzes.
It's BUNEKE.org.
Okay, that's BUNEKE.org.
Yay! We have about 5 minutes left in today's show, and we haven't even touched on our topic of the day. And since Barb did her research, I want to make sure that we do at least mention it.
Well, okay.
Mahatma Gandhi.
Okay.
He was an Indian lawyer and an anti-colonial political activist. He used nonviolent resistance to gain India's independence from British rule. I was going to say domination, but British rule. And Gandhi, yesterday we talked about Nelson Mandela. And I will tell you, Gandhi is another individual that I greatly admire. But I have to do a little segue real quick. I had posted something on Facebook not too long ago that said Buddha was not a Buddhist. Jesus was not a Christian. Muhammad was not a Muslim. They were teachers and they all taught love. Well, somebody took offense at that and wrote back. He sent me a private message and said, Jesus is the only God, the true God. And you can't be saying that these other people are God. Well, that quote never, and I never added to it. I didn't add any of my own words to it. I just posted that little phrase because I thought it was important that we're all supposed to be teaching about love and peacefulness, not religion. And those three men, historical figures, bona fide real people, just like Gandhi, were real people and they taught about love. So it wouldn't surprise me if 1,000 years from now, there's not a religion that pops up about, you know, based on Gandhi instead of, you know, Buddha didn't want a religion based on him. Jesus didn't ask anybody to create a religion.
No.
Muhammad was too busy teaching to try to found a religion. They came after from their disciples. And this person was very offended that I alluded that there was someone other than Jesus who was God. And I didn't say this to him, but I wanted very much to say, but if you have a son, your son is not you. You are you. Your son is your son. And that's what I've always been taught was Jesus is God's son.
Right.
Of course, well, I was raised Catholic, so the Catholic believe, and as do a lot of Christians, that Jesus, God the Father, and God the Holy Spirit are all one and the same. That's why there is a Trinity.
Right. Three parts of the same.
Three parts of the same. And in a way that's the same. My husband and I speak as one. My sons and I talk with the same philosophies, usually, sometimes, maybe. Depends on the day of the week.
I just was thinking that the people that you mentioned, Jesus and Buddha and Muhammad, they all lived at an earlier time, but they all studied all the old knowledge that was way before all of us.
Yes.
Way before them. And that's where they're getting the same story that they're all telling in their own way, their own experience of the exact same story. And then different people see it the different ways, you know, whatever it is, how you can reflect to that same story, because they all studied the same thing. To think that Jesus didn't study Eastern religions to, you know, have the ideas he did would be a little bit, I would imagine that would be unreasonable.
Right.
You know, especially given where he was located. That was the crossroads of all the ideas coming and going between Europe and the East.
Yes. At the time. And if you think about it, even the wise men, the three wise men who came to see him when he was an infant, mm-hmm. they came from the Orient.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and the thing is, people don't really realize, as a historian, I've been able to study this, that in all reality, with everything that was happening in Jesus' world and Muhammad's world at that time, there were literally messiahs running around everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there really were just... people were looking for something in themselves. They were looking to themselves and they were finding it. And people were telling each other about how they were finding it. And some were more popular than others.
And you will see that if you go back astrologically and look at the alignment of the planets, then, you know, more than almost 3,000 years ago and now, they're very similar. That's why we recently had what they called the Christmas star. We were able to see an alignment of the moon and two planets and made it very bright. But also what the people of that time frame, 3,000 years ago or so, they were doing what a lot of people today are doing, looking for another answer, looking for a solution to political unrest, looking for a solution to poverty, trying to find a way to make the world better. And we're just repeating that cycle. And that cycle comes about every 3,000 years. Jesus was born in the age of Pisces, and we're now in the age of Aquarius.
Mm-hmm. So, and interestingly enough, we're going to throw this out there. 30,000 years ago was approximately when the last age of Aquarius started, and it's the beginning of a whole new full zodiac cycle.
Yes.
And 30,000 years ago is the pretty much widely global accepted date for the beginning of what we know as civilization. Things like architecture, written language, music, musical notes composed, religion, things that we call civilized human. So,
you know, we have used our entire show on everything except Gandhi.
Well, so maybe, perfect.
Maybe
it's
we'll
not monotonous.
It's not monotonous. Maybe we'll come back and talk about him in depth another day.
Let's do.
I'm going to call this show something like the Gandhi Prelude or something. I don't know. We mentioned him, but we did not talk about Gandhi. So maybe that's what I'll call the show on as my title is Not Gandhi.
Well, maybe, but you know, technically he came up several times and his ideas came up all day.
Yeah, but I really want to dedicate a show to him.
I agree with you totally. There's a lot of good stuff.
He was really good. But we really have used up our 15 minutes and probably a little more.
Well, yes, and I have to tell you, since I'm a firm believer in pointing out the elephant in the room when I have to. I my recorder that I was going to play my exit music with rolled underneath this piece of furniture, and I can't reach it. So I can't play my recorder to go out.
Can you whistle us a tune?
But I could do like a song.
Okay.
This morning when I was gardening, I was singing, "Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home."
That's pretty cool. I like that.
Pull weeds, and of course then when I stand up to move to the next weed, I gotta look up and I check the clouds and see if the chariot's coming,
you know? I bet when you did that with Bob, he liked to sing along with you, didn't he?
Oh yeah, he was always right there. His best part about pulling weeds was his tongue in my nostril.
Oh no.
I really had a hard time with that. He was a weed puller.
Oh, man. Oh, well, since Gene sang, I'm going to say, folks, we appreciate you. We're happy you chose to take a break with us today. And we always look forward to hearing from you online, whether it's email or Facebook or beunique.org for details about all five of our shows.
That's beunique.org.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.